is too high to fall down. And this protection. Om Jnanamirandasya Jnananjana Shalaka Chakshur Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Chutapada Kamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamsya Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahajanam Raghunatham Tantam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahajanam Bhavita Sri Shakantam Shri He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpatish Gopesha Gopika Kanta Sri Radha Kanta Nostasi Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Shri Hari Kri Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivansadi Gaura Bhakta Vrindha Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare So, we have a topic today, the art of sharing love with each other. This is the most vital point for our purpose of life, that love has been described to be the most important thing that ever a soul hankers. It's not the body that hankers, but the soul that hankers is for love. Body hankers for lust, but the soul hankers for love. We may try to express by words, mind and action. But when the actions in the gross form that comes overpowers by the mind in sentiments and the hearts or the souls quench is never satisfied. Thirst for the soul, for love, is never satisfied. So, even we desire love, but we are always keeping ourselves at distance with the love. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came 500 years back to reveal the nature of love, and distributed so freely. Rupa Goswami, his foremost disciple, called this particular incarnation of the Lord as Mahavadanya Avatar. Avatar means a descent or one who appears. But Vadanya means municipal, most municipal incarnation, most benevolent, knowing that actual thirst of the soul is love. And because the soul is part and parcel of the Supreme Whole, Lord Shri Krishna, that connection has to be established and experienced for so in this present age of Kali, the age of hypocrisy, quarrel, at the slightest misunderstanding, there is a great havoc. Our aspiration of love is always frustrated. So, if we are not knowing the root cause of our love and the root adherence for that love, means to, our firm foundation and anchored position of our soul, very deeply embedded in taking shelter of the Supreme Lord, the love will not be experienced. We will fail to experience that. So unless and until the soul is firmly anchored in the shelter of the Lord, then love will be. So knowing this particular dilemma, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became most manifest in incarnation and appeared 500 years back just to distribute the love of God. Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishna Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gorat Vishya Namo. Rupa Goswami hails to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Mahavadanyaya Avatar, most municipal incarnation, that in no other incarnation of Godhead ever such benevolence in the aspect of distributing love of Godhead in the worst qualified age has been ever known. And that is the revelation. So he says, I offer my humble obeisances unto Lord Sri Chaitanya, who is most merciful incarnation to distribute the love of God. To distribute the love of God. Now, what is this love of God? Love of Godhead means the supreme source of our being. It's like that we are part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, and somehow that we are separated. This separation breaks the bondage of love. And the Lord came to show that. But He wants to exhibit how to love God. So He came in the form of a devotee. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came in the form of a devotee. A devotee is very, very deeply attached with all his entirety of being, whether being expressed by mind, words and action, totally imbued in love with him. Actually, that counts very much. In Krishna consciousness, we understand this love is divine. There is nothing else besides this in divinity or divine nature. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reveals that because we are part and parcel of the Supreme Whole, our connection is eternal. If we forget it, we can revive it by calling out His holy name in love. Then, as much as the purity of love is, the Lord recipients. Ye yathamam prapadyate tamstateva bhajamyaham. A devotee is supposed to worship the Lord. And the Lord says, I worship Him accordingly. Bhajamyaham means The Lord worships His own devotee. Even in Srimad Bhagavatam, you know, the Lord reiterates this fact that I do not stay in my holy abode, Vaikuntha. Naham vasami Vaikuntha. Neither I am in the heart of the yogis. Yoginam api hridayena cha. Where am I existing? Mad bhakta jatra gayanti tisthami tatra naha. Wherever my devotees sing glories, I stay. It means gayanti, means calling out of love. The love reciprocates by love itself. Without service, love cannot be exhibited. And this service means sacrifice. Even in our material terms, love is only existing on the basis of sacrifice. If we stop sacrificing, then the love disappears. The best love in the material world is exhibited by the love of mother and son, or mother and her child. That is unconditional. Others are conditional. Conditional love does not last long. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so much benevolent that he says, I'm just like a gardener. The garden of love, where there are so many wish-fulfilling desire trees, and everyone has been laden with mature fruits. And I want to distribute it freely, without consideration of qualification. Please come and get it. I'm all alone. How much can I distribute? But one who receives it and distributes more, it increases more. So, actually, we are in competition to distribute the love of Godhead, and it ever increases and increases and increases. There is no diminution. Love doesn't mean miserliness. It is a sacrifice, it's an act of sacrifice. More you give, more it is available. So, this is the nature of the soul which is ever expanding. And the love comes from the heart where the soul resides. And the super soul also resides. So there is a recognition of this exchange within our own heart. So naturally we can touch up others' heart. So, love begets love. What is the byproduct of love? Love, nothing else. We try to express in material world through wife, children, society, family members, and even up to nation. But these expansions have some other byproducts. So actually, they are not out of love. Person may sacrifice without proper understanding for his nation. But what is the gain? Such sacrifices are never recommended. Our love should be reposed in the benevolence of the satisfaction of the Lord benevolence and satisfaction of the Lord. Our love should repose because He is the reservoir of all love. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu put up this particular fifth perfection that human being can ever achieve. There are five, first four are very common. That is, religiosity, economic development, sense gratification, then liberation, dharma, artha, kama, moksha, four purusharthas. Means, by our willful indulgence, we can become perfect. But the fifth Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought is prema, the love. That is the fifth one. If we are able to achieve and distribute, that is the greatest service to humanity. Because love is the only uniting factor between nation and nation, and tribes, individual to individual. But unless and until one is in love with his Supreme Father, then and then he will be able to love his brothers and share that love with others. Without loving the Supreme Lover, he cannot love anybody else. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed the way that Prema Pumartha Maha, the greatest achievement in the human form of life is to develop love of Godhead. Love of God. And his teachings are so much imbued that he never considered any qualification. He said, if you just call out with love the holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Lord Krishna will dance on your tongue. And when one is perfecting in this art of chanting, his heart will start dancing. His soul will start dancing along with the vibrations of the holy name. It's a deep meditation. And all the miseries are cast aside, all the doubts dispelled, everything which is inauspicious is completely evaporated. When one is able to get this nectarian taste of love of Godhead, then he will not see any impediment in going out to the humanity and distribute it freely. That's how our spiritual master Srila Prabhupada came at the age of 70 years to distribute love of Godhead, because he is following in the footsteps of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is the proof that if we chant the holy name with love or whatever our inclination within the heart, we get reciprocation. We get reciprocation. But more purified chant, more will be able to. There is also another fact in chanting the holy name. Because the holy name is all powerful, any name of the Lord is guaranteeing us to become liberated. Means liberated from the material conception of life. anyway. But if we chant those names which are connected with loving exchanges with his devotees, Lord's name which are connected with the loving exchanges with his devotees, those names are imbuing us with love. So it not only gives the guarantee for liberation, but also that it will bestow us the love of God. Only thing we have to chant and purify ourselves. So purified way of chanting will make us chant the pure name of the Lord. We have so many different conceptions. These conceptions are maybe due to our different kind of bringing, upbringing, or different way of our lifestyle. But regardless, as far as the humanity is concerned, we are spirit, soul, part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, our original hankering of love is the most common denominator, and that's why it is universally applicable. That simply by chanting the holy name, not only we will get the purification, but also it bestows us the love of God. Haridas Thakur, he was a Muslim, but he was chanting the holy name from the very childhood, and he went away. He gave up everything just for the holy name. He was tortured and tried and defamed and whatnot. But you see, the love of God overpowered every situation, and he became victorious. And he showed the way for the efficacy of the holy name, which is able to bestow the love of God. So that has to be shared. You must have been reading Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is called the song of God. Who sings a song? One who is in love. The Lord sings. And what time? It was such a crucial emergency time where the death was dancing before all the parties in a practical war that was just about to begin. And the Lord chose to sing his love song. The love song is not only filled with instructions that liberates us from the illusion of this material existence, but it re-establishes our inner relationship with the Supreme Lord in a loving exchange. But love cannot be forced. So after 1.5 hours of conversation that Krishna did with Arjuna on the just before the beginning of the battle, he is asking lovingly, "Arjuna, did you hear? Did your doubts are dispelled? Have your doubts been dispelled?" Now, do whatever you desire to do. There is no compulsion. There is every freedom for Arjuna to choose. But Arjuna understood that because he was connected as a devotee and in a relationship like a friend, So, why would the Lord go through all this trouble to make an Arjuna understand that his illusions are really temporary and it does not befit to make a right choice? One will be compelled to perform his duty by the forces of nature. It is not that we are willfully doing, "Oh, I am the Lord and Master, I am living in a free world, I can do whatever I like." But actually, our bodies are under total subjugation of the laws of Mother Nature. So how is it that we have, even though free will, we are going to act according to our likes? How long? Everything is a temper, and that's why we cannot satisfy ourselves in the material life. Because our hankering for eternal aspect of our relationship, which is a loving relationship, has to be established yet. It has to be re-established. The Lord already acknowledges that, yes, you have a relationship with me. Mama ivamsho jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana. You are my part and parcel. You are qualitatively divine, just like myself. But you have been dragged by five senses, plus the sixth one called mind. You have been trapped. So, actually Mother Nature is forcing us. But the Lord is giving freedom. Whether do we appreciate His love or we want to be subjugated by the laws of nature. That freedom Arjuna got. But Arjuna chose, because he was related to the Lord by friendship, moreover he was his devotee. So two things are required to experience this love, that one must be connected, and in functionality he should be a devotee. Connection in relationship, and he should be a devotee. A devotee is one who is not envious of the Lord. Enviousness is killing the aspect of love. Even to obtain knowledge that the Lord reveals, this is the condition that we must understand. He tells in Bhagavad Gita, "Arjuna, I am telling you the most confidential science because you are my devotee and you are not envious of me." Idam tu te guhyatamam pravakshyami anasuryave. I am revealing you the most confidential science of my love because you are not envious. Bhakto asi sakha cheti rahasyam etad uttamam. You are my devotee and friend. Therefore, I am revealing you the most confidential science. So, with this proposition, the Lord explains the futility of material life at the end, after explanation, he says, "Arjuna, how are you doing? Do you want me to ask again? Have your doubt dispelled?" And Arjuna recognized this love. And he says, "My dear Lord, nasto moham smutir lakthava, tvat prasadam maya achyutam." That, "My dear Lord, my illusion has been dispelled. I regain my memory of your loving relationship with me. By your mercy, by only your mercy that I regained my memory back. So, now I am steadfast in my duty. Sthitosmi gata sandeha, all my doubts have been dispelled. Karishye vachananta. So, I will execute what exactly you have told. This is a voluntary acceptance by properly understanding the loving aspect of the Lord. Lord is all powerful, he could have forced him, Arjuna, do it, but it will be just like a robotic situation. No. Krishna never forces anyone. It's a voluntary acceptance. All the devotees are supposed to be volunteers. No strings attached. Okay. No conditions. Therefore, unconditional love can be established. In material life, we have conditional love. Therefore, it immediately exposes its real nature, because the mode of Rajagun, if it is not satisfied, it is going to turn into wrath. And wrath means destruction. So, the love is divine, but it comes from divine, that's why. And we appreciate because our inner nature is also divine. Therefore the love is divine. So we have an obligation to realize our divinity as part and parcel of the Supreme Divine. And re-establish our love and loving relationship with that. This is the exposition of the bhakti process. The loving exchange between Radha and Krishna, or you can see Krishna is lovingly embracing the cows, and the reciprocation of the cows is not an ordinary thing. In the spiritual realm, everyone is fully cognizant of this loving relationship. Because all living entities are being part and parcel, but they are fully in knowledge of their reality and their connection. So the Supreme Personality of Godhead in loving exchange can be only realized by performance of devotional service, and which is unmotivated and uncontaminated. If there is any motivation, or any contamination or interruptions and other things, then our love will be rather a reflection and it won't be pure. So, Srila Prabhupada, our spiritual master, out of causeless mercy, causeless love, he brought and is putting forward us by chanting Hare Krishna mantra. It frees the mind, but it also saturates the mind with love. So, the true nature of the love is really exposed. A devotee is by nature joyful. Joy is a reflection, but the joy that we get by entertainment is rather a shadow of the reality. We cannot exchange that much because it comes with limitations. It comes with so many contaminations of material modes. There will be a lot of byproducts. pure love of the Lord is like total nectarian situation, and it is everlasting. In other words, we also say love means happiness. Love means happiness. But in material world, the love is a shadow or reflection of the actual. Our hankering is everlasting. We do not want to love somebody just for temporary. Because if it is temporary, then we do not go for another subject. We think we will get love from here, love from there, love from that side. How much? No, every love experience will be temporary. But one who is eternal, then there is only best possibility of having eternal love. That is our innate nature. We can love our fellow members or fellow persons only if we love our common Father. Then and then the love can exist. So, this is the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mercy is also in the form of love. Now, you'll be getting prasadam. That is also the form of love. Because it has been lovingly offered to the Supreme Lord's pleasure. And then we partake as the remnants of it. Means it's a loving exchange. It's a loving experience. We put the recommendation in devotion is that we have to put our endeavors with loving efforts. You know? And anybody can do that. Krishna says that patram puṣpam phalam toyam yoga bhaktya prayacchati. Anyone can offer a leaf, a fruit, a flower, or even a water, little water, with love and devotion. Tad bhakti upāyatam. I acknowledge his bhakti, the devotion. But I also eat. Ashnāmi prayatātmanā. I eat. Now, we don't see the Lord eating, even though we offer with love and devotion. But he says he eats the efforts and leaves the offerings as mercy, just for us to sustain. The Lord is complete and perfect, so all his senses can function, other senses works too, simultaneously. Even our senses have the same ability, in part, little insignificantly, but we are also having the similar tendency. If we lose one sense, we get the work done by the other sense. If I go blind, I will try to use my hand to see the things and experience. Blind man can walk with a stick. Yeah. So either way, our acceptance of the process that we are inclined to do in the same way we want the Lord to be. So that is out of love. That is out of love. And we get similar reciprocation. So, bhaktya mam vijanati javanushyati tatpatahatato matatato kyapavishateta. Only by undivided devotional, loving devotional service, Can I be known as I am? Not only you will be able to know me in truth, you will be able to see me in truth, then you will be able to enter in my intricate lilas in truth. So, this is the fructification of our eternal life and loving exchange. Previous ages, people have done so much austerities just to attain what we call Brahma Sukha. By performing austerities, restraining senses, and which is very difficult, you know, in those ages. Now it is. So now it is very easy. The same result can be achieved by simply glorification of the Holy Name. So thank you very much. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Any question? Do we have 5 minutes of a question? I can understand your question. I mean, in Krishna consciousness, do we have some perfect what match?
Well, not so much perfect, but like a soulmate, somebody that's made for you perfectly in the world somewhere.
The absolute truth is perfect. Because he is perfect, everything that emanates from him is also perfect. But besides producing everything perfect, he still remains the perfect unit by himself. So, in Krishna consciousness, the absolute truth, which is producing all perfect, you know, units, because they are embedded within, not outside of it. Therefore, even after producing so many perfect units, he still remains perfect individual. It is said in the Upanishads, Nityo Nityanam Chetanas Chetananam Eko Bahunam Yogitadhatika. The Supreme is one. Nobody can match him. But as he is supremely individual, all other individuals, they are also eternal, but yet they are all getting their fulfillment from one. So it's a matter of connection. An individual may think he is independent, but his independence is minute. So even though he is perfect in quality, but he cannot be a match in quantity. Therefore, we all have to surrender to the Supreme Home, to derive our happiness, love from without connecting, how could you do it? in monotheism, even in Christianity, this is a similar application. Epitomized by Jesus Christ, because he was so much in love with his Father, he came to him and distributed the love of God, but people misunderstood and crucified him. They were not a match. So individual cannot be a match, but the Supreme is the whole. So who can match him? So our insignificance has to be recognized, but because we are qualitatively one with him, because a part and parcel is qualitatively one with the Supreme Whole, then and then he is called part and parcel. And the Lord acknowledges our individuality like that, but we are insignificant, so minute that we have to depend upon him. For everything. If you want to understand the loving exchange between the Supreme and his counterpart, that is his own internal potency. Right? That is Radharani, and you must have seen picture. You can see Radha Giridhari is there, Govardhan Giridhari. Right? But that is supreme energetic and energy. Energy is feminine in nature. Right? And the descriptions of their loving exchanges are divine. They are not like our material, you know, human society's exchanges. So, the love existing in that realm is transcendental to the material modes. Our love is tainted with the material modes, that even though if you wish well, but because overcome by mode of passion and ignorance, it spoils the whole thing.
Supreme Maharaj for coming tonight and illuminating us. Now we're going to do some kirtan, a bit of chanting and dancing just to get the blood flowing in the body again, get the digestive system working before we go on to the feast this evening. So I'll get everyone to stand up. We'll just move all the chairs to the side of the room so we've got some space.